I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terrorist violence is reaching new heights in Nigeria. Boko Haram released a video of two Christian Aid workers they recently kidnapped and executed. In the video, radicals promise to kill every Christian they capture. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman tells us the Islamic State used similar tactics 4 or 5 years ago in Iraq and Syria.
Boko Haram copying what ISIS has done when they release these very graphic images is to cause fear. And reality, it does cause fear.
Pray that terrorists will encounter the gospel and be transformed by Christ. Ask the Lord to protect his followers as they risk their lives to help people in need.
Pray for them that in the middle of literally a war zone, that they would continue to talk about Jesus and proclaim the gospel, because really that's the only hope.
In the face of persecution, it's important to recognize the value of small miracles. Indonesia's a Muslim-majority country with a Christian population of about 10%. In some remote areas, God's word can also be hard to find. Bruce Allen of FMI says in the case of one young man named August, seemingly small, everyday occurrences and actions of believers carried the gospel message.
We just need to remember that even when we hear these stories of persecution, that there are people that the Lord is drawing to himself. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all types of people to myself. And he's still in the business of doing that.
Pray that more believers will have the courage to share the gospel. Ask God to provide more Bibles for Indonesia, and pray for Agus on his continued journey of faith. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support from people like you keeps MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, and a gift of any amount will help us spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.